Prologue. Being the invisible woman isn't such a bad thing. I've been invisible all my life, metaphorically speaking. Now, I am the literal invisible woman. It's easy to fade into the background if you're average. I was average in almost everything, except my giant brain. I don't say that as a braggart. It was simply a fact. I liked being average. I had a few friends. It wasn't like the popular kids ostracized me. Mostly, they ignored me. Unfortunately, people notice if you're on the fringes, so I politely declined to be the valedictorian. My friend, Annalise, wasn't average, and got picked on all the time. If you weren't one of the beautiful people, but you also weren't what society deemed ugly, life was bearable. Unfortunately, Annalise had scars from the fire that burned the entire left side of her body, including part of her face. She was on the fringe and scorned for something she had no control over. In fact, most ostracized people don't have control over the reasons for banishment. Annalise could have easily hidden the scars on her face with her hair, but that wasn't Annalise. She preferred a close cropping of her hair, signaling to the world she wasn't afraid of being labeled a lesbian. With her shaved sides, even though the scars on her jawline were visible, they didn't detract from her good looks, in my opinion. Her arm and hand had taken the brunt of the fire and attracted the most attention, especially during gym class. I became a scientist because I was determined to find a miracle cure for her scars. Practicality led me to forensic science, specializing in skin. Looking at the skin can tell a person a lot about the cause of death, the identity of the victim, and sometimes, when we're lucky, who is responsible for the homicide. Annalise overcame all the obstacles and became an FBI agent. I think she enjoys unraveling puzzles, even though she's never been able to unravel the mystery of who started the fire that caused her scars. She had to overcome all the rash judgments from others regarding her looks, and almost didn't make it into the FBI. But Annalise is strong. Her perseverance is legendary. She says the same thing about me. I suppose she's right, because eventually, I found something that completely removed all her scars. And that is where our story begins. They say most scientific breakthroughs are part tenacity and a healthy dose of old-fashioned luck. I quite literally stumbled on my discovery. I never dreamed of making a mark on the world like Annalise. So maybe that's another reason we kept the discovery hidden. I wouldn't exactly say I'm an unlikely superhero, because don't a lot of them tend to originate from outcasts and geeks? Most would undoubtedly consider me a geek. But transforming from average to exceptional seems a stretch. Annalise insists I was never average. We disagree on that point, which isn't unusual, because despite our affection for one another, we are very different people. Annalise believes in soulmates and love. I believe in science. But you aren't interested in our differences. You want to hear our story. It all started with a strange purple pod that literally glowed at night.